My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we hear in Scripture today, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Sell your possessions and give alms. The theme of today's readings is, have a strong faith in God. And today I'm going to try to explain faith to you in a little different way. We hear in the second reading today from St. Paul that faith is the assurances of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And another definition of faith is the belief in things unseen that God exists. Not too long ago, I was talking to a millionaire friend of mine I have known since high school days, and during our conversation, we happened to touch on the subject of economics and the poor. And I was surprised and disturbed at one of his comments. In an attempt to communicate his point of view, he said, "A friend in need is a pain in the neck. Get rid of him." I was disturbed, because I could very well have been the friend in need, considering the vast difference in our respective holdings. But he wouldn't budge. In fact, during the same conversation, he asserted, "The guy with the most toys at the end of the game wins." Well, this was too much, and I was just about to take leave of him when I hesitated and thought that I had better be patient with him and say a prayer instead. Besides, maybe someday he might have changed his heart and leave some of his fortune to do good works for the church or some other good cause. We see in today's gospel Jesus telling the apostles to sell their possessions and give alms in order to strengthen their faith. I just mentioned two definitions of faith. It helps us hold on, make sense of our life. It's a gift, faith. Well, what's my friend denying his faith in God by holding on to his possessions? Was it greed or selfishness and power which were influencing him? Was he insecure in his faith? Was it his stand in favor of what he was taught as a young person? Or was he helpless in his viewpoint? Was it me who was poor, or was it my friend who was in a state of spiritual poverty amid all his riches? For a long time now, I have realized that I am helpless without God. The whole process of the Christian life leads us to that understanding, especially when we are sick or dying or in fear for our lives, or have some severe problem we're working through. Remember that saying which old soldiers mention? There are no atheists in foxholes. I think and feel that God has always been with me in my darkest hours, and probably many of you feel the same. But many others don't realize that they are helpless without the Lord. These people think they can solve all the problems in their life by themselves. And when I realized that, I recognized my helplessness in the Lord much more deeply. So many people look around at themselves and say, there is no God. Look at all those hypocrites, meaning us, who are trying to be good, but are really just standing jokes to the world because they are so phony, they think of us. Well, what is happening here is that these folks don't realize their helplessness without God like we do. They might appear to be helpless in their viewpoint to us, but to themselves they are totally with it. We are the weak ones because we submit to the Lord. Well then, I feel that I discovered this helplessness of mine through the helplessness that I recognized in others. My nature has always been to reach out to others, a lot like you. I was always the one to phone or to visit or to volunteer. In truth, I need people. All of us here need people. Christ needed people to fulfill his purpose. We all have a message of love and forgiveness and hope to share with others. And if we cannot do this, we feel helpless in the Lord and turn our problems over to him. The most prominent way God manifests himself today is through people. Jesus needs people to love and make perfect. We too need people to love in Jesus. God is love, and my helplessness and your helplessness comes from a longing to be fulfilled in the perfect love of God, whether we realize it or not. Many people will never love God. Many people will never love people. We live in a world where the dollar sign and power is worshipped instead of the cross. We live in a world where big fish eat little fish. A world where the flim-flam and bamboozle each other is expected. A world where to criticize our neighbor is common. A world where the love of the majority is cooling off. A world where Satan is very powerful. But the problem for us is that we will never know who these people are in most cases. The devil is very sneaky. Oh, we might think we know who they are because of some hurt that has been inflicted upon us by these loveless ones. And we are just trying to be prudent and protect ourselves. But we must not forget that they too have the potential to recognize their helplessness in the Lord, even though they have not done so yet in our estimation. And we must also recognize that we have the strength that will help us to overcome, a strength that maybe appears as a weakness to those who do not understand yet, a strength that goes beyond our wildest dreams. A strength that comes from a realization that God has revealed himself to us and that we are helplessly aware of the graces we receive from this revelation. At times we will be persecuted. At times the church will be persecuted. If we continue to realize a helplessness in the Lord, we will gain treasure in heaven and avoid a persecution complex that will stifle us from being a messenger of love. And we will continue having a strong faith in God. There is a saying that a few fleas are good for a dog. They help keep the dog busy and add a bit of interest to the dog's life while the master is away. Let us view our unrealized helplessness of others and ourselves as a few fleas to scratch till our Master comes in glory, which will fulfill our precious faith. God bless you.